an employer has pretty much complete latitude to say what they want their employees to wear. Now, obviously, that would get kind of dicey if we talk about wearing nothing. But for the most part, employers have total latitude to say what their employees are supposed to wear, or to require them to wear certain clothes, or clothes that are certain sleeve length to cover up tattoos and things like that. The question comes up about, you know, how does the employee pay for them, and what about clothes that don't cover certain tattoos? And, you know, then it gets a little more dicey at that point.
But in essence, if an employer says, look, no shorts, your shirts have to have a collar, then there's not really much recourse for the worker.
No, not at all. I mean, businesses are entitled to have their employees dress in what they perceive to be a presentable way.
The Walmart case, for example, some of the people are saying, look, we don't get paid enough to buy the things you want us to wear. But generally speaking, does it have to come out of my pocket?
The answer to that is somewhat complicated, but I'll try to make it simple.
All right.
Okay. You cannot deduct from an employee's pay below minimum wage to pay for a uniform.
Do you have to spend the money in order to get the job?
You know, people think about employers putting rules on employees and whether that's fair or not. I mean, the truth of the matter is the employee has the right to choose, too. If you don't have those kind of clothes and that's what they want you to wear, then you can choose to go find a different job. If you want that job, then you need to choose to have the clothes that they want you to wear.